Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Going right into the phone calls to start things out. Sam in Texas on the amplifier line. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Ian. I've got five questions for you I want to run through.
Five questions. Okay, sure.
So they're pretty quick. So when you're at a radio show talking to a program director, what is it you're trying to do?
At a radio station?
At a radio conference.
Oh, okay. Like we go, you're referring to these talk radio, basically
conventions
that happen a couple times a year that we attend in Washington, D.C., in Los Angeles. And
radio records, talk
right.
radio convention,
and Talkers Magazine's
New Media Seminar. Right.
And Radio on Records is the talk radio seminar is what that one's called. Anyway, what's the purpose of talking to a program director?
Right.
Well, the purpose is to actually be there. The purpose of going to a convention is to be seen. It's essentially a who's who of talk radio. There are a variety of people there for differing reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will go there if they're looking for work. Some people will go there because they're looking for programs. Some people just want to go and, you know, shoot the S with some of the other industry bigwigs.
Right, but specifically.
The reason Free Talk Live is there is to show them that we're serious about doing this business and that, you know, they've seen our pictures in Talkers Magazine because our amplifiers send in $3 a month that allow us to do that sort of media advertising towards radio stations. So they're already familiar with the program to some extent, and actually seeing us there in person is a very positive experience for them.
Right. People are naturally gregarious and they want to talk and that kind of thing. Getting face-to-face contact with a program director is invaluable compared to just making a telemarketing call saying, hey, please carry my show.
Right, and also, in a lot of cases, you will meet up with a program director who might have been very, very difficult to get on a phone. He may be a more major market-style program director
yeah.
who has all of his calls screened, but he's there in person, and all you have to do is walk up to him.
And
so,
would you say your goal is to, like, enroll him in carrying Free Talk Live?
No, I don't ever expect to get any signatures on any contracts at any of these things, though we did get a verbal agreement from our station in Grand Rapids at one of these events. We overcame his objections in person, and he basically agreed to put us on his station. So it's certainly possible to enter into agreements with them, but that's certainly not my goal. My goal is to just simply, you know, chat with these guys, talk with them, be friendly, and be accessible, give them my business card, and then maybe follow up with them a few weeks later.
With the intention of getting them to add the show, hopefully.
Of course, yeah. I mean, the intention is to get them to listen to the show if they've never listened to it. And luckily, what we've seen over time, we started going to these conventions last year. And so this year, it was our second time at each one of these conventions. And the entire situation was different. The first two conventions we went to, nobody knew who we were. They certainly weren't interested in approaching us and talking to us, so we had to go around and approach everybody and introduce ourselves and that sort of thing. This time, we actually had people who we might have spoken or I might have spoken with in the past on the telephone actually just walk right up to us and say hello. And that's really, I think, shows some real progress in the right direction.
Yeah, I spent a couple hours talking to a guy who, you know, major market in Detroit.
Okay. So now on Free Talk Live, do you use unusual terms or even made-up words like free marketeer?
No, that was an existing term before I used it.
John Stossel used it in his speech at the Liberty Forum.
Yeah.
But
free
would
marketeer
you say you use unusual terms that are not common in everyday conversation?
Not very often. No, I don't think so.
I think
okay.
free marketeer might be considered a term that wouldn't necessarily be something that Free Talk Live made up, but it is unusual. If you ask the average person, they don't know what a free marketeer is.
The term anarchist isn't used in everyday conversation either.
That's
but at least people do know what
well,
have a
they
definition
really don't
for
know
it.
What it is, though.
Right, they don't know what
the average person yeah, is not going to know.
Right.
Now, do you encourage your followers to call radio stations and get them to add your show?
I don't have followers, sir. I'm not sure what you're referring
okay,
to.
Okay, listeners?
Certainly, because listeners have a selfish interest in getting Free Talk Live on their local radio station. So
right,
we capitalize
also,
on that.
More radio stations is going to be more money for you, correct?
Of course.
Are you a cult leader, Ian?
Someone has accused me of that in the past.
I mean, do you see, that's the same thing Landmark is doing.
No, sorry.
It's
not doing the same thing. No,
it's not doing the same thing, but there's a lot of parallels between what any business, what a lot of businesses do.
Exactly.
There's no brainwashing techniques being used here. There's no sleep deprivation.
We don't repeat things over and over again.
My aunt thinks I'm in a cult from listening to Free Talk Live and joining the Free State Project.
There's no sleep deprivation. There's no negative fallout from joining the Free State Project or anything like that.
What's the negative fallout of Landmark?
You're not being forced to sit in a room and not take notes on a very hard chair.
You're not forced to do anything.
Have any radio stations ever gotten really upset because of a call they got from a listener, or you came across to them the wrong way and they just don't even want to talk to you anymore?
I think I called one. There was one program director that I called that he'd rolled off the wrong side of the bed or something like that, and he got very uppity at my approach.
Have any advertisers ever canceled on Free Talk Live because they didn't like the message that Free Talk Live espoused?
No, I don't think that's ever.
What about Wings and Weenies?
Wings and Weenies canceled because some activist people came out and asked them to stop sponsoring the show.
Oh my goodness! You mean people heard things they didn't like about on Free Talk Live?
It wasn't Wings and Weenies; it was their supposed customers.
Fine. So what? Wings and Weenies cut out as a result.
What's your point?
My point is that you're always going to have dissatisfied customers, and those people can do and say bad things about your business.
And you can read their stories about Landmark on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Except the people that we're talking about in regards to Landmark are actually citing real brainwashing techniques that this organization uses, and we're not involved in that.
What real brainwashing techniques?
Do you want me to get into it again,
there
Mark? Because I have no problem getting into it again.
There are no brainwashing techniques.
Right. Well, that you're in denial, sir.
Okay.
Of course you are. Thanks for the call, Sam. Appreciate it.
Because you said it.
259-9231. No.
Wackaloon on the internet claimed it was true.
No.
This subject is not fresh in my mind, so I really can't comment
interesting.
On it. Yeah, it's kind of...
People keep calling.
Funny.
That they do.
It's funny watching you two argue.
I thought we were moving on, but apparently we're not. So I have a story here that we can talk about, because there are plenty of... Obviously, there are going to be two sides to this issue, right? There are going to be the people that have gone through Landmark, and they've fallen in love with it, and they evangelize it to all their friends and their family members, just like Landmark wants them to do. And
as I do.
And then there are going to be... You aren't as in deep as some of these people, Mark.
What are you talking about, in deep?
You know what I mean.
No, I have no idea what you
toilets.
Mean.
You aren't scrubbing their
bathrooms. Hold on. I've cleaned their bathrooms.
Goodness, you have?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Why? The bathroom needed to be cleaned.
Did they pay you?
It was part of the introduction leader program that you, you know, one of the things...
That's how you become a leader, is by cleaning
the
bathroom?
Don't you think humility is a good quality in a leader? did you answer the question?
I'm sorry, I'm too busy laughing at this.
Oh, so no answer to the humility question.
Yeah, I don't want to answer your questions.
One of the things that you said is that when you entered the introduction leader program, after you were there for a while, you said you'd leave a bathroom cleaner than when you entered. All bathrooms.
Let's go to the phones. To the fun. I'll still decide whether or not I want to continue with this issue, because I've got on. The problem is, Mark, is choosing the article to read, because there are so many
sure
of them.
Sure there are.
Written by people who actually have some knowledge about cults, as opposed to a bunch of talk show hosts just spouting off. Let's go, in the meantime, to Doug in Minneapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, Doug.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
What's on your mind?
All right, well, you know, I'm not calling to talk about the bridge accident, but I'm calling to talk about the mixed martial arts sports that I am a part of in Minnesota. I do the video work.
Okay.
Just in the last several months, there's an outcry apparently from the bureaucrats, and they said, we need to regulate the sport of mixed martial arts.
Yeah,
so
no.
The Boxing Commission has lobbied to take it under their wing. And, of course, everyone involved fought a tooth and nail. We don't need it. It's a different sport, completely different rules, mm-hmm. completely different sport. What do the boxing commissioners know about full contact MMA, using your feet and elbows and other parts of your body in every style of martial art that you can imagine? And
okay.
So last night was the first night that the commissioners had gone to a fight, and the fighters were all under the commission. And to see bureaucracy in action and graft in action and the slow crushing of a free sport was visible, and you can almost hear it happening.
So do you have some specific examples of this?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. More with Doug and how it is these bureaucrats are going to get their dirty little paws into yet another sport and regulate it. course, it's just to keep you safe. That's why we're here. We're just here to help. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas. August 3rd, 2007, gold $667. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $337.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $337.70, and $169.85. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us at the Podcast Awards. We need to start. I need to remember to mention this every night because you can do it once a day from now until August 11th. You go to podcastawards.com. Scroll down the page so you get the political category, and then vote for Free Talk Live.
Has it really been a year?
It has been a year.
Oh, my goodness.
We won 2005 and 2006.
I recall, but I just can't believe it's been a year.
And we can win 2007 with your vote. Now, you can vote once, but it'd be better if you voted every day. Either way, we'd appreciate it. Go to podcastawards.com, cast your vote for Free Talk Live in the political category.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, pardon me, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
As we return to the phones and back to Doug in Minneapolis. Now, Doug, you are a videographer, an editor. You do video work, and you primarily do it for some form of martial arts. What is it again?
It's just mixed martial arts, no holds barred, like the UFC style stuff.
Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Right, we're doing that in Minneapolis, and it's a growing sport, has been for ages. But recently, go ahead.
You were just telling us that there's some boxing commission, some governmental body of officious bureaucrats that all of a sudden has taken an interest in this mixed martial arts.
Not only an interest, but they have now are regulating the sport of mixed martial arts in Minnesota.
Really? Okay. I thought they were just thinking about it.
No. We've been fighting it tooth and nail, and here's some of those visceral bureaucratic machinations I was telling you about. First of all, they make every fighter pay $45 a year for a license to fight. They charge every promoter $1,000 per show, and some of these shows don't make any money. It's just entertainment.
Money changes hands, but they've spent a lot of money to put the show on.
They're covering costs.
They're hoping that the sport grows, more people get interested in it. I mean, it's sort of an investment in the future, but, you know, the bureaucrats see money changing hands, and they hate that. They hate the idea that you're, doing things, and they're not getting a cut.
That's exactly what it is. And then they make you, all the deputized inspectors get a license, because the Boxing Commission doesn't know how to inspect for mixed martial arts for the gloves and the mouthpiece. So, of course, we provide all those things as a volunteers that we've been doing, but now they've got to pay to even volunteer to do this job.
So they have to get, licensed to be a inspector kind of thing?
Absolutely. Yep, everyone needs a license to do this stuff.
You know, the point you had made, which I think is great, is although they do have a boxing commission, somehow they managed to make it without a professional wrestling commission, without a karate commission, without a taekwondo commission, without a kung fu commission, without any other kind of competition like this. How do we do it?
I don't know. How has it been done for the last 10 years in all these states? It's amazing.
Now, obviously, people are getting hurt in USC, but that's sort of the understanding when you step into the octagon, I believe.
They're not getting hurt the way they're getting hurt in boxing, and that's a more regulated sport.
I think that there's a great point that boxing has more injuries, but they're sort of long-term, and they're inside your head as opposed to being, bleeding on the mat.
Yeah, I called before on that one.
Yeah, and it's a great point, and I use it every time anybody talks about USC.
Good. Now, listen to this. I was at the weigh-ins. And the commissioner was there, and the guy is an officious jerk. He is drunk on power, and it's amazing to see him. He's not very smart, but the governor appointed him. So he was there telling these boxers, these fighters who drove in from states away, saying, "Where's your photo? No photo, no fight. Where's your picture ID? Where's your blood work? What? You can't fight. You can't fight." And then they've got a, they don't have a photo ID, or they don't have a passport picture.
You said they fought him tooth and nail, but these are real fighters. Why didn't they actually fight them tooth and nail? This man tries to come into your private arena. You should kick his butt out, not allow him in.
Oh, there is talk of something like this happening. Last night, it almost happened. Let me tell you what happened at the actual fight last night. I'm in the video booth on the stage. I'm walking back and forth. My crew's got to be able to see the cage. The commission insisted on getting about 50 of the best seats for free, all their friends and family, best seats on the stage, and they're in my way. And so I'm walking back and forth, they're standing up, and we always tell people, "Excuse me, we're trying to get through here." The commissioner turns around and goes, "I'll have the show shut down."
Man, he is drunk on power.
we asked him politely to sit, you know, as the camera guy's walking by, could you please move? Because all of his displays shut down.
You see, the thing is he it doesn't matter to him in the least if USC just goes out of the state entirely. That's not his job, you know? I mean, he's just, like you said, drunk on power. It's amazing. He doesn't have any financial interest in this like the promoters do. They've got their time and their money. These fighters have been, this is what they've been working for. All these people want to make the show go off. This guy, so what? I'll take your 50 of your best seats, and you better do exactly what I say or I'll have your heads.
Exactly.
Scum.
And the thing is, the commissioner hadn't even been to a fight before tonight. So they were talking about this commission for the last 7 months. He never once went to a fight until last night.
Okay.
How is he supposed to regulate what he's never even watched? That's one of the points. But the other thing is, so all these family members of his and friends and the other commissioners, you know, who go to the boxing matches are in the best seats in the house. One of his friends had to calm him down and hold him back so that he wouldn't, get into it with one of my guys. The guy is just a governor and appointee who is sort of brain damaged. He's an old fighter. He really does have a mental problem. But he's the guy who holds the rest of the sport by the nuts.
You know, I wonder if they waited. You said you guys have been doing this in Minneapolis area for 10 years, right?
Several years, yeah. I'd say about 5 to 6.
I wonder if they wait on this because they want you to get established before they step in. Like, these fighters and the organizers, they have interests in the state. They've been doing this for a long time. They've got people who are interested. They've got fighters. They've got people that will attend these matches. And, you know, they've invested a lot of money and they've invested a lot of time into doing this. They may not make a lot of money or may not make anything at all off of this or just, a few bucks. But they've put in so much effort, they don't want to give it up. And so maybe the government knows that, well, now's the time to strike. We can get our fees, and these guys aren't going to go anywhere. Because if they struck them while they were just getting started with all this regulation, they would just say, you know what, screw it. Let's just go to the next state over where there aren't these regulations and set up business there. But now that they're more established, they're more likely to put up with the crap.
Right when it's starting to get more popular, more professional, safer, it is now when they come in and they're going to start clamping down because there's a little bit of money to be had. But the small shows in the small cities, in the smaller towns, they're not going to be able to pay for these fees.
Sure.
So they're going down. Now, so that means only the wealthy guys who can afford the upfront costs are going to keep on going. You know, it's very, very sad.
It really is. I hope something positive happens in this situation, but given the way most people deal with the government, and that is they do whatever the government asks of them to do, probably nothing good will happen. But let us know what does happen, Doug, and thank you for the call. We really appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways. I'd like to see that officious scumbag get in the ring.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only 4 organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only 1 organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-507-5750. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-507-5750. 1-800-507-5750. That's 1-800-507-5750.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got the Shrine of Female listeners there. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photos to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to Jake in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Jake.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
Great, what's up?
Not much. I was going through the channels, and I happened to come across C-SPAN 2, and they're talking about that Intelligence Surveillance Act or something like that.
Mm-hmm. The new FISA Act that Bush wants to get rammed through.
Oh, there's a new one now?
Well, he's updating it. The old one's old and worn out. We need more
power.
More power.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's just I happened to come across the great, wonderful Joe Lieberman, and I was blown away by the fact that there's actually people out there that believe what he's saying is that in this country, it's perfectly fine to trample all over the privacy and to trample all over the Constitution in this country as long as we're safe from Al Qaeda. It's ridiculous.
It is.
It is ridiculous. I'm with you, man. Any other thoughts?
Mostly just the fact that it seems like politicians nowadays. I mean, it's not just it. Before it was, Bush started it all, but now it's all of them. They're starting to use terror and fear.
Of course.
To try and get like these awful things passed.
It's a tried and true tactic. It worked for the Germans. It worked. Whenever there's a boogeyman, it's a perfect excuse to increase the size and scope of the state. And these guys know it.
Not to mention, the thought of a FISA court, which is basically a secret court, right?
Right.
Pretty much, yeah.
A shadow court.
It's a rubber stamp court, yeah.
The thought of that alone is kind of not fool to begin with, and then for them to say, oh, it's out of date. Let's put a guy up in the booth, like in the NFL, when a play's like, oh, is this, you know, they got a first down or not? But put like one of those guys, you know, in charge of everything. Like it's the NFL and it's some sort of play where like reviewing it, and you know, some guys from the Senate's throwing a yellow flag in the field. You know, it's
yep. There's never enough safety. There always needs to be more programs. There always need to be more regulations and restrictions. And even with the hundreds of billions of dollars, Mark, you say we spent over the government spent over $500 billion now in the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Even with the billions of dollars spent and the new huge increases in bureaucracy and governmental power, they're still telling us, they're still telling people that Al Qaeda is as strong as it ever was. And that means that they need more money and more more powers and to restrict liberty even more. And the fact that, and I agree with you, Jake, the fact that the American people, so many of them are just swallowing this hook, line, and sinker is really a testament to how effective the government indoctrination process has been in the government schools. It's really sad, and I think it's now more important than it ever has been to start talking about issues with your friends and family. They've always said you're not supposed to talk about religion and politics, but we are down the path towards totalitarian rule in this country, and if you don't start talking to people now, then it's going to be too late soon.
Well, it's just, I'm sick and tired of seeing in the news too these mongoloid retards who are like, you know, I'd gladly give some of my rights to feel safe. Those people should be dragged in the streets and beaten with hammers because they're stupid and they shouldn't even be living here. They should be thrown out of the country for thinking like that because it's stupid.
I totally agree with you, but the one thing, they can feel free to give up their rights anytime they feel like it.
Sure.
That is somebody's right to do, is to give up their right. What they cannot do is give up mine. Now,
exactly.
Right.
What they may not do is give up mine is probably the proper English for that, because they can, because if the government can get any kind of consent from the citizenry, be it actual or tacit, well, they'll just do it, and that means they can.
Yeah, Jake, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. If somebody wants to select a leader or a protector for themselves, great.
Yeah, if people want to be protected, let them build a giant fortified building and live in it. Then they will be protected.
Right.
I, on the other hand, have the right to be free. You cannot vote away my right to speech, my right to travel without being molested by the TSA.
They can.
The Fourth Amendment still reads, whether you believe it or not, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Well, that's your interpretation.
That includes a frickin' airport.
Frivolous
arguments.
Yeah, whatever. You know,
apparently you're not reading it right, Mark.
And as far as I'm concerned, the government has stepped in and violated every single one of those amendments.
The majority has
especially
ruled,
the
sir,
ninth
and
10.
You lose.
But the majority isn't supposed to rule. These are a bill of rights. The majority has nothing to do with my rights. And none of them has been unamended from the Constitution.
Well, that Bill of Rights was only written by a handful of guys, you know. So now there's thousands of people that want to take those rights away. So apparently they're going to be
there's
doing
tens
that.
Of thousands. There's hundreds of thousands of people armed in the government that want to take my rights away. But it doesn't matter. They're still my rights. Even if they do take them away, they're still my rights.
800-259-9231. All right, so it was very difficult for me to select, and I still haven't really even, there's so much out there. Cults, we're going jumping back into this here, from culthelp.info. Lots of information here. This one is taken from remarks considerably expanded by James Endress at the Western Psychiatric Institute in Pittsburgh. The presentation was led by Dr. Paul Martin, an internationally recognized authority on cults and cult rehabilitation, and a former cult member himself. He goes on to point out, and it's a fairly lengthy thing, so I'm only going to select some of it here, but he says, I was in a cult called The Forum, formerly known as EST. This is the landmark forum that Mark has been a part of in the past, that presents itself as a spiritually and psychologically neutral human potential seminar. The forum is offered by a company called Werner Erhard and Associates, which was led by a guy named Werner Erhard, real name Jack Rosenberg, blah, blah, blah. Although it's been toned down, over the years in response to bad press, the forum is an extremely intense, sometimes abusive, indoctrination session, comprising 4 days over two consecutive weekends from 9 in the morning to often past midnight, with one meal break per day. Afterwards, participants are pressured to enroll in weekly seminars and advanced courses, including the infamous six-day course that takes place at a secluded encampment in the woods of upstate New
York.
Can
I interject for a second?
Yeah.
It's a little misleading when they say there's one meal break. In the forum, now I don't know what this guy took. I have no idea what Warner Earhart Enterprises is all about. It was the predecessor in some ways to Landmark Education.
Right, this is the forum.
It's called The Forum, which is not the same
forum.
As... No. Does it say Landmark Forum anywhere in it? It does not say the term The Landmark Forum. And that is a copyrighted term. Landmark has a forum, and then there was The Forum. So there's differences, and I understand you didn't take them. You don't know this, and that's the difference. Now, when he says there's one meal break...
They changed the name. Okay, go ahead.
It's slightly different. I mean, there are some things that happen in Werner Earhart's that don't happen now. Stuff's changed.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, they used to have this weird thing in the 70s where people would stand in their underpants and other people would look at them. They would, that way the person would be broken of the fear of being, seen.
They don't
do that. My point is the meal break. The meal break is 1 hour, 1.5 hours in the evening during the Landmark Forum each day. But that would be inaccurate to say that there aren't other breaks. There are half-hour breaks throughout the forum.
Right, and you're asked to go and call people
and recruit them. And they recommend that you, they don't say recruit or anything. They ask you to call
different
people.
Words.
No, they don't. You don't say anything like that. That's completely inaccurate. You have not been there.
You're inviting them to the final night of the forum, right? That's what you're doing.
You are.
Okay, where they're then pressured to
join
themselves.
But not just invitations. You're told to, clear up problems you've had with these people.
Sure, that's the excuse that you're calling them for. It's so easy for you to distract from the real issue at hand here, Mark. They're sending you out to the phones to call your friends and family members to clear up some issue you had with them. That's the reason you're getting them on the phone. That's the reason you're calling them, allegedly. And then at the end, you say, wow, this has been such a life-changing seminar for me. Would you please come to my graduation at the end?
They don't say graduation. That's never said.
Well, what's the term now?
It's the last evening of Landmark Forum.
Will you please come to the last evening and experience this with me or whatever it is? And then they come there, and then they're pressured
and
into joining.
No, they're told
and signing
that they're going to
pitch. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt Debt Management Program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to help support the show, then buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Great quality merchandise. We don't sell crap at the Free Talk Live store. And we want you to go and see our huge show. I don't know if it's huge, but it's a decent, decently sized selection. Huge compared to what we used to have, which was nothing. Decently sized selection. Selection of Free Talk Live branded merchandise and even merchandise that isn't branded with the Free Talk Live logo. We just think it's cool. We want to sell it to you at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. Talking about cults. Now, Mark, of course, is going to disagree with me on this one, but a lot of...
I disagree simply with your terminology. Some things I have agreed with you on.
A lot of experts on cults that have actually been to the Landmark Forum... and have extensively interviewed those who have been to the Landmark Forum will agree with me that it is indeed a cult, and there's an extensive amount of information on the internet about
this. First off, you know, what kind of certification does a cult expert get? This is just something that somebody names themselves. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm Bozo the Clown, big fat hairy
what
deal.
What sort of certification?
If somebody is interested in finding out what the Landmark Forum is about, they can go to landmarkeducation.com. There's an introduction to the Landmark Forum video form right there.
That's
on their
fine.
Website.
You can get an introduction from them and then go to all the cult websites and look up Landmark and get the other side
better
of the
yet,
story.
Take the seminar, see how culty it is yourself.
$440.
$440 is cheap for
no,
a three-day
not.
Seminar.
Not, really not
plus another
going.
What?
$440 just to find out whether or not it's a cult is a lot of money.
Well, but it's completely free to sit here and spout off, it's a cult!
It's going
to
change your life, Julia. Isn't $440 just a small amount if it could change your life forever?
And there's a money-back guarantee if it doesn't.
I'm looking on their website for their refund information and a guarantee, and I haven't found one yet.
All I'm telling I took the Introduction Leader Program from the Landmark Education. They told me that there would be a money-back guarantee if you were not completely satisfied. I believe that because they have never told me a lie.
Sorry, I just find that the looks, the faces you're making really funny. I would go just to see how culty it is, just to see if they let me take bathroom breaks, just to see if
they do.
Okay,
I'm telling you, as your friend who's known you for 2 years, they let you take bathroom breaks any time you want. And to believe otherwise
so
is
Mark,
to believe some nutty cult expert on the internet.
Are you going to pony up the $440? Because she doesn't have a lot of money. What are you supposed to do if you don't have a lot of money?
Why am I supposed to give it to her?
Well, isn't it a life-changing experience? I mean, she'll
why
pay
do
it
I
back
want to change her life?
It.
It's hers.
She's planning on walking out and getting her money back, so you'll get all your $440 back. I mean, unless it actually is a life-changing event and she does get brought in.
So why would I want to pay for her life-changing event?
Back.
Why would she do that? If she's interested in that, she can put her own money up.
But what if you don't have a lot of money, Mark?
She's got plenty of money.
Do they finance their little cult things?
Why should they?
Because people are poor and they don't have a lot of money. A lot of people in this world don't have $440 to just drop on a weekend of indoctrination.
I can't believe you're arguing about $440 for a three-day,
one evening,
and a 10-day seminar that comes after that. Each of them, I think, 3 hours. I think a three-hour seminar. Man, you get so much for that $440.
Cheap. From culthelp.info, besides being...
How much was the Liberty Forum?
I don't know. I think it was like $200.
$200 one day, right?
No, it was 2 days.
2 days. Sounds to me like a pretty comparable amount.
Substantively little more than New Age pop psychology mumbo jumbo, the forum seminar is, from a mental health standpoint, reckless and destructive.
Oh, God.
Forum leaders, you say, oh, God, that's why they make everybody who comes in there sign a release form saying that they won't sue the forum if they have mental health problems after they leave, because have been to the hospital after going to this forum because they're so screwed up.
I was on a 10-day Holland America cruise. They put 10 people in the hospital from that cruise. I've been in 2 landmark forums. Nobody's ever gone to the hospital in a forum I've been in.
It's afterwards that they go to the hospital.
Oh my God, yes. They're screaming, raving maniacs when they walk out of landmark forum. Ludicrous. All you're doing is getting people interested in the landmark forum.
I hope they get interested and then they go and do the research and then they'll agree with me.
The only way you can research the Landmark Forum is by taking the Landmark Forum.
No, that's not true. You can go and watch the French documentary that Landmark's trying to suppress, which actually has footage from the forum.
What would be the point in believing somebody's video footage?
Because it's real footage from being in the forum.
Go see the forum yourself.
And pay $440 to a bunch of hucksters and scam artists?
Please.
Let's continue here. Forum leaders employ confrontational and abusive tactics, group hypnosis, and regression exercises, all in a completely closed environment with participants that haven't had enough food or sleep. The forum leaders have no mental health training except in the purposely destructive techniques taught to them by Warner Erhard. Moreover, for many of the participants, though certainly not all, 1, the forum, 2, advanced courses that come after it, and 3, the group of people associated with it constitute a cult environment. In my experience, the forum was indeed a cult, following closely the model outlined by Dr. Martin. In fact, disregarding the particular nonsense that makes up its teaching, the dynamics of the people around the forum are hard to distinguish from the rest of... are hard to distinguish from those of the rest of the long list of religious, political, commercial, or other cults. Now, there are pages and pages more of information here, including how he was recruited, he basically was at a college campus and had some roommates that were into the forum, and then he got into it, and I wish I could relay this whole story to you, but it would take an hour to do it. Please go to culthelp.info or rickross.com or cultnews.com and look up the information. Go and watch Mark's little intro to Landmark video and, you know, get their little side of it,
landmarkeducation.com. I'm going to watch it after the
show. And then go and look at some real experts that actually know what they're talking about. Let's go to Johnson on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live, Johnson.
Hey, I don't know if you've mentioned this or not, but the Landmark is suing the EFF.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation?
Right, the very pro-freedom group. They are responsible for archive.org, the archive of the Internet, and they had a copy of the French documentary, so Landmark decided to sue them. That's how ridiculous Landmark is.
Everybody that whips out a lawsuit in order to protect their business is now a cult? Is that the point you're trying to make?
I don't think you said
no,
cult.
No, actually,
you said
I didn't
ridiculous.
Make that point at all. I'm just making it clear. I would say that every cult tries to protect its image.
I think all kinds of people protect their image. Now, I would not agree with Landmark Education's use of a lawsuit in this particular instance, but I don't think that that constitutes really any indication of anything.
What has their lawsuit gotten them, Johnson?
I don't know the answer to that, but I can say if anybody wants to look more into it, it's EFF.org/legal/cases/landmark. It's very easy to remember. So it's legal cases landmark, so it's easy enough to find on the website.
Can you post something on our BBS with that link?
Oh, yeah, I already have. Actually, okay. Another thing that I want to mention besides that is I posted the link directly to the French documentary, and not only that, but I made it into a tiny URL. So tinyurl.com/.
Oh, don't give us that. Just give us the BBS, okay?
Well, YKRC9B. YKRC9B.
No one's
going to
write that down, Johnson.
That's crazy.
It's not easy to remember. It's on the BBS under what forum?
It is under the issue. issues
okay,
forum.
Okay, so go to the issues forum at bbs.freetalklive.com. Look for the post by Johnson, and all of these links are going to be in there for you to go and explore for yourself.
Yeah, I always, you know, I'm always, you know, when I mention short URLs like that, I think of the people who are, you know, podcast listeners
right,
and stuff like that.
You have to think of the radio listeners.
I know. I'm a bad boy.
So, but hasn't this EFF, this lawsuit against the EFF resulted in the EFF addressing Landmark and people then, therefore, actually more people watching this video?
Yeah, I went to look for, when we first brought up this issue, I went to, you know, I'm the research guy for Free Talk Live, so I went to research a bunch of stuff about Landmark to see, you know, what's up with this, you know, this organization. And that French documentary was the only thing I found. Now, if you look in YouTube and Google Video, there are just videos aplenty with, you know, both sides of the issue. Some people are gushing about how Landmark is a life-changing organization, which how often does
that
happen?
That's true. It does change your life. It does change your life. You'll alienate yourself from all your friends and family members that you can't recruit.
I know at least 50 people that have taken Landmark, and none of them have alienated any of their family and friends. And to make such a claim is reckless, just like the claim that Landmark is a cult.
To make
now,
the claim that you know what goes on in 50 people's lives is reckless, sir.
What are you talking about? These are my friends. I know what goes on in their lives.
Right, sure you do.
Please.
50 people?
With Julian. I lived with Jennifer. I know what these people's lives are like. I've been to their family's houses. I can have 50 people I call my friends. That's not a ludicrous thing to say.
I
would say that Landmark's suing of the EFF, I don't agree with. I think that it's an unfortunate thing they did and likely to bring them bad press.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone, you know, Mark, I definitely want to go to one of these sort of things just to check it out, because the reason why is, first of all, I've seen the documentary, and second of all, most people don't understand even what brainwashing is or how it works. And I would love to go to this just to sort of see, like, oh, can I spot the brainwashing technique?
Do you have $440
or not?
Well, there's a refund, apparently.
Apparently, though, you can't find the information on their website about that.
Call the local
there a
office.
Free event? I thought there was a free event.
You'd think that. Well, there's an intro.
You can see the intro at landmarkeducation.com.
Anyway, I wish we had more time, but we don't. We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See ya.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.